Right, so this might be one of the last recordings I do from the onboard mic. Because I've ordered a couple of, it's not true actually. I ordered some, the DJI mic minis. And the USB and the wireless and the clip to your clothes and stuff, and I thought it'd be really nice to try one of those out for a change, and I got a good deal. I know the Mic Mini 2 is out now, but I thought I'd like to try it. So I have something that's a bit better than the USB-C that I've got, and then having the condenser that I use, which is sort of center-based, which makes it difficult. But you know, and then it's not that I don't like using my Tascam, I love my Tascam. It's just, it becomes, especially for the campaign site, is I record something and then I have to edit it and transfer it to the tablet or whatever, and then upload it. Whereas when I record straight on the phone, which is what this the whole point was for this and the journal, it just means that the files don't exist anywhere else other than on the phone, so I can just upload it straight to the servers, or the server. So yeah, I'm really pleased about that. Well, hopefully, I'm looking forward to seeing it. So the other thing I've done, right, is because it kind of inspired by what I could do adventure-wise. I've got a couple of options when it comes to what we're going to do with Lucas. Hopefully, the end of like 4 weeks' time, when I jump down the M3 A30 to Cornwall, and have a few days down south, which would be nice actually. I've told my mum, yeah, actually thinking about it, because we might end up going to hers on the way back. It's a possibility. So that would be good. But I was also thinking I might could do 4 or 5 days or 4 days in Cornwall myself, right? So, which would mean packing up the idea is that it's meant to be a really sort of simplistic amount of kit that fits into a rucksack. I've kind of worked out that £40 would get me a coach there and back. So, that would be good actually, because then I don't have to. It's still, and plus the underground fare still doesn't bring it. It still brings it into, at the moment, just a little bit cheaper than one full tank of petrol. So if I did it in the car, that would be 2 tanks of petrol. But the trade-off, because I wouldn't technically need the car when I'm down there, because I'm going to be on foot the whole time. The trade-off then would be, I would lose 2 days, which is still no big deal, because it's 2 days of travelling in a coach. The only downside to that is I'd probably have to sit next to somebody, which I don't like. I don't like people. Which would not be, you know, ideal in any stretch of the imagination. But it means I get to do a cheap adventure. And then, you know, like a couple of nights camping, could probably just about get it for £100, I reckon. So if I set myself a budget of something like that, it could be done. Hello, gorgeous. Some beautiful dog just walked past. Come and say hello with a big smile. So I thought maybe fuel, you know, travel and fuel, couple of campsites, can't be more than £20 a night might be pushing it, but right, so my reasoning is this, right? I've just come across again, found my old Motorola phone I used from the first adventure, because I've been obviously upgrading or building this website, which is supposed to sort of encapsulate, consolidate, like the adventure from 2004, which was the first, right? First real one, and all of the stuff in between. So I found the phone that I use, and it's because it's got all, and it's the one that I filmed all the photos on. Now, it's locked, and it's locked to what was Orange, right? The Orange network, which was bought out or taken over by EE. So I had to get an EE SIM card, which I bought for £1, right? And I've just loaded it up, and now I've got to get a top up. Now, it's kind of no point in having it, really, because it's not going to, you know, I don't even have the camera attachment anymore. Not that the camera attachment was any good before, it wasn't, right? It was pixelated, and I mean, it was good for its time. But the thing I like about it, and I've just realised, I've just tried sending a text message, which worked, right? It's not like you get a full QWERTY keyboard, you don't. You get buttons that you have to, like, press two or three times to get a letter. And I've realised that even that is still in my finger memory, which is really cool. And it's a flip phone, so it's like having, you can hear that. That's me opening and closing it. It's a flip phone, right? Which I really like. And it's, so I was kind of thinking this would be good to have as a backup phone. And it would also be kind of good to have as a running phone as well, I suppose, if I'm on adventures. And the only problem is it's EE, so it's a bit limited. It probably cost me about £100 to get it open on the GIFGAF network. So it depends. If I can get it, if it works and it's okay. And also, I mean, it's, I do remember having, because it's a Windows phone, I could probably get, put some music on it as well. So I don't know how good the battery is, because the battery is 20 years old, and admittedly not massively used either. So, could be good. Obviously, I mean, I would take it, this with me as a matter of backup, but I was kind of thinking that if I could get it open or unlocked, then I would probably just make it the use the last broadcast number on it, and not the last broadcast, the Dreadhouse number, because I don't, you know, I don't need a smartphone for that. But that would be good, that would work. And so I was kind of thinking, well, I'd love to do that adventure again. And you know, I mean, I know I did it last year, or I did half of it last year. I cheated by doing some of it on the bike, and then but doing the hard bits on foot. But the original idea was to travel around with the backpack and the tent. I was so inexperienced at that point that I wasn't able to pack light, or have the confidence to pack light. Whereas now I think I probably do have the confidence to pack light. so I, you know, I want to try out the bivvy. I was going to test out my kit when I got home tonight. I was going to go camping this week, but it's raining on Saturday night. So, and I was hoping that the new roof bars were going to come, so I could take. Take the car and take the tent, but the roof tent. But I don't think they're going to come in the same time. So, kids. So this is, in case you haven't worked it out, I'm waiting for Lucas. And now I'm going to upload this file and end it here.